Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Hello, my friends. Woo-woo, I'm going to queue up cheering at some point in this program, because I always feel like when I walk into a room, I actually do this. I say, ta-da, I'm here. I am Heather, and welcome to the Illuminate Your Worth podcast show, live stream, the whole shoot and match. And we talk about things that are going to help you be more you. I'm not trying to change who you are, because that's impossible. What I want to have happen when you listen to these shows is that something goes off inside of you and you think, wow, yes. And you say yes, and you start saying yes to more things. And you can just, you know, live the life that you were meant to live, and stop living small. Too many of us live way too small. And that's not how I envision my world. So if I am the creator of my own reality, I'm going to create a world where everybody understands how amazing they are. And today's episode is called Worry is Luxury That You Can't Afford. Did I say who I was? I can't remember. I'm Heather. Heather Stewart, transformation facilitator. I'll tell you the story about where that title came from at some other point. But today, worry. And worry is such a funny thing, right? We think that by worrying about something, we're being productive. But how often has worry actually ever actually changed anything for you, except to waste your time, right? So you have worried about something, and especially the things we can't control, we spend our energy and time letting that take up space in our lives, and there's nothing we can do about it. So would you rather worry or be happy? Right? So I have to tell you where the title of this show came from. And this is a full confession. I am addicted to cozy murder mysteries. And I love them. I have the Acorn TV, which is a BBC app, and I have BritBox, another BBC. It's like British Netflix. And I watch this show called Death in Paradise. And I'll tell you, for such a small island, you might not want to visit it, because a lot of people get killed there. Luckily, a lot of them are tourists. No, that's not lucky if you're a tourist. Anyway, so the Commissioner Patterson is the head of the police there. And he was speaking to his detective one day, and I'm going to read it so I get it right. He said, "To find happiness, worrying what everyone else wants is a luxury you can't afford." So imagine there's two sides to worry. So there's worry of worrying about the future pacing, the things that are going to happen that probably aren't going to happen. And then there's this worry side that we have that's trying to please everyone else. So we're worrying about people's opinions. Neither of those worries are going to help you. And I'm going to talk about both of those, because really, I believe that we all came here to be happy and to have an amazing life and to, as we said in the first episode, to have some fun. I'm here to have fun. And worrying is a funny thing that we created. I think it came from evolution. I think that we survived as a species because we could be, you know, in our cave and thinking about things and thinking about, well, if I go out now, the lions might be asleep. So I think it'd be okay to go out now. But if I go out later, then the lions will probably eat me. So we have this ability to peek into the future of possibilities. And it's like we're hardwired for worst case scenario, because that's what kept us alive. If we were like, I read tarot cards as well, by the way. If we were like the Fool tarot card and we just were walking along kind of in a daze and We would have been eaten by lions, natural selection. We would have been gonzo. But it's not serving you right now, is it? Because there are no lions, really, that are going to eat you if you leave your home at a certain time of day. And now we spend our time worrying about the things that are wasting our energy. So worrying about things that might happen. I have like a whole flood of ideas that just popped into my head. That's what that pause was. It's like, hold on, you guys. All these ideas, only one at a time, please. One at a time. So I know people who, I know someone actually, I had coffee with her yesterday, whose mother had dementia. And she's so worried that she's going to get dementia. She's planning for it. She's actually planning to have dementia. And it's good to pre-plan, your retirement and things, but planning for an illness the way she's planning for it almost feels like she's going to make it happen because she believes it so deeply. Anything you believe that deeply is probably going to happen. And that's on the good side and the bad side. If I believe, which I do, which I believe really deeply that I can help people shift, and because I've done it and seen it happen, and I can help people transform. I believe that so deeply that it happens, right? But if you are someone who is convinced that, well, all of my family got cancer and died, so by 50, so I'm going to get cancer and die by 50, or if you're someone who believes that I'm never successful at anything. Well, you're not going to be successful at anything, are you? And we worry about things like, am I going to keep my job? Well, it's not going to help you do your job if you worry about whether you're going to keep it or not. Just do your job. If you lose your job, okay, what are you going to do next? If you don't lose your job, cool, keep going. The energy of the worry isn't helping you. And I'm just looking at something. I said I wrote down the secret as one of my don't forget to talk about this. So I heard a long time ago that worrying was like praying for a future that you didn't want. And I wrote down the secret because it reminds me, people will, I can't even remember what year it was super popular. But everybody's like, I'm just going to visualize and manifest, visualize and manifest, visualize and manifest, which is amazing. And visualizing is actually really important for anything that you want. I visualize every morning. I sit on my yoga, my meditation cushion, it's right over there. And I meditate and I visualize how I want my day, how I want the world, how I want life to be. And it's not like we're so instant gratification, aren't we? We're so, I want stuff right away. But I know that I'm putting this visualization out into the energy field. But if I put out the energy of, oh, no one's going to like my show. No one's going to come. Oh, they're going to hate me. I'm probably going to send that energy out into the energy field and make that happen. And that's not the energy I want to send into the world. I want the world to be in love with themselves and be aware of possibilities, but don't waste your energy. Don't waste your energy worrying. It's not going to serve you. One of the things that can be helpful is, and this is going to sound funny, so write down on a piece of paper all of the things that you're worrying about. Write down, even if they're small and like anything that's taking up space in your brain. One of my favorite things to do with clients is, especially clients who are in overwhelm, because it's one of the things you have to remember is your brain is a factory. It's not a warehouse. Don't try to store all your crap up here because that makes you overwhelmed. So when I the first thing I do with someone who's overwhelmed and they're having trouble just even getting a grip, it's like, get it out of your head, because your brain can't produce clear thoughts if it's all full of this stuff. So take everything in your brain. I have a whiteboard in my office. Big, I wanted the biggest one I could find, because then I can just write on it, then I can erase it when I'm done with it. But write down everything, multiple pages if you don't have a big piece of paper. Write down everything that's taking up space in your brain and causing you to worry. Worry is a somatic thing. It's gonna cause things in your body. So the more that you keep it in your body, it's gonna cause this tension, which I'll talk in a bit about why that's bad too. But write it all down. Write it all down. Even if it's small, like, I'm worried I've got a hangnail and I'm gonna tear my nylons or something. Do people still wear nylons? You can let me know. I haven't worn nylons in 20 years. But is that still a thing? Where are we? Oh yes, write down everything. I get distracted very easily, so you're gonna have to stay with me. I will come back around, my friends. I will come back around. I won't forget what I was trying to say, but if a bird flies by, there's a chance I'll get distracted. So, worrying, yes. Write it all down and then look at it. Like, give yourself some space. Now that it's out of your head and onto, it's in a physical form now. It's part of the transition that happens is now it's not an idea, it's not a thought floating around in your head that can keep building like a snowman, you know, like the snowball that keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger as it rolls around in your head. Now it's on a piece of paper, it's taken a concrete form, and it can stop, right? It can stop right there. So you're going to look at it and you're just going to give yourself some grace, give yourself some breath. There's a breath practice that I want you to do. So I'm going to get you to write everything down on a piece of paper that you're worried about, even maybe that you're not worried about. I don't know. Write down everything that's taking up space in your head. Then you're going to sit with it in front of you, and you're going to do this breath practice where you're going to inhale to the count of five, your count of five. Don't try to make it like you're not, I don't want you to cause strain. Inhale to the count of five, hold your breath for five, and then exhale to the count of five. This is, I got from Ed Meads, somebody, Ed Meads, I'll look it up. He's got a program called Wild Fit, and it calms your nervous system. So you inhale for five, you retain for five, and then you exhale for five. And as you've got all of that in front of you, and you do that at least five times, do it more if you like it. I do it when I can't go to sleep. Actually, I do it in the morning and in the evening, because I keep trying to turn. I get very excited, and then I can't sleep. I have to turn down my nervous system so I can go to sleep. So you're gonna write all that down. You're gonna have it in front of you. It's out of your brain. You're feeling better already. I guarantee it. You're gonna do that breath practice, and then I'm gonna tell you what to do next after the break. So stay tuned. We'll be right with you. We're talking about don't waste your time worrying, basically. All right, we'll be back in a minute.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, You can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Let's do that. Let's get back to it. We are back. It is Heather. It is Illuminate Your Worth. We are Illuminate Your Worth. We are going to illuminate a ton of stuff here. And worry is luxury you can't afford. So imagine that I called it a luxury because if you have the luxury of just sitting around and worrying about things all the time, then you must not have anything else to do with your life. I mean, did you come here just to worry? I mean, imagine that you decided that, will I go out for a walk today or will I just sit around and worry? Really? Really? That's the kind of choice you're going to make? Will I enjoy dinner with my friends or will I stay home and worry? Some people do that. I get it. But for me personally, that's not the most beneficial choice. It's not in your highest and best good. I feel like it's not in your highest and best good to choose worrying. And it is a choice. I know that I know people who say, oh, I'm just a worrier. Well, if you self-identify as a worrier, you're going to be a worrier. But if you say, I used to be someone who worried, then you won't worry anymore, will you? It's a change. It's a subtle change in language, but it can shift your identity if you say it enough, repeat it enough to yourself, and it will shift how you interact with your world, right? So we are talking how to shift your energy out of overwhelm, out of worry, out of wasting your precious time. Your time is precious. How to shift out of wasting your precious time on things that don't serve you. So before the break, I was talking about taking all of your worries, whatever they are, and putting them on a piece of paper. Boom, get it out of your head, onto this piece of paper. We talked about the breath practice to turn down your nervous system. And then when you're looking at each, and you're going to take some time for this, so give yourself some time. If you need to like write it all down and then go do something and come back later, but give yourself some time for the last part. And that's, you're going to look at each thing and decide, is that worth my time worrying about? Is there something I can do about that? Is there a different way to look at that? Is there a different decision I can make about that? I mean, anything that will help you see that that's not worth your time. So worrying about, let's say everybody in my family got lung cancer. So I'm going to get lung cancer. I'm going to die. Maybe you'll say, everyone in my family got sick, you know, fairly young and passed away. But I'm not going to, because I chose a healthier life than they did, because I chose, do you remember when everybody smoked? Although a lot of people seem to smoke right now. I was walking around the other day. I'm like, who's smoking near me? Anyway, there I went again. Good Lord, friends. I need a handler. When I teach yoga and live in a person, I always assign one person to remind me what I'm doing in case I lose track. But if you decide that, yes, everyone in my family did die young of, you know, a certain illness, but I've chosen a different lifestyle and I've chosen to take care of myself and I've chosen to have a positive outlook and live my life to the fullest. every single day. So even if it does happen, I had a good time while I was here and I didn't spend my time worrying about it. Seems too easy, doesn't it? But if you do it and it's a practice, anytime that something's worrying you, if you do it as a practice, I don't know how big your list is going to be. Even if in the beginning it might be long. The first time I did an exercise like this, it was pages and pages. I wasn't even a worrier, but I just had a lot of stuff going on. But then sometimes when you write it down, you go, oh, that's stupid to worry about. Why am I worrying about that? You can just cross that off your list because you've gone, oh yeah, that's silly. Cross it off. If there's bigger ones that are like a deeper entrenched kind of learned worry, we learn to worry. We do have our evolutionary hardwiring, but some of us just really fine tune how to make that thing work really well for them. You can relearn. You can learn to reprogram. We're all hardwired for a lot of interesting instinct things, but we have now this frontal lobe. we can decide, oh yes, you made me angry, but I'm not going to kill you today. You know, we don't do that generally. We have ways to control our primal instincts in general. And this is a primal instinct you can change. When you think about worry, you're letting, one of the mentioned things I mentioned in the show notes was self-abandonment. It's like, if you're worrying, you're putting all of the control of your emotional state in outside of you. You're saying, I have no control. That situation, that thing outside of me is making me feel this worry. But no one can make you feel anything. No one can make you worry. No one can make you mad even. You can get mad. They didn't make you mad. You chose to be mad at something that someone did. You're choosing to worry about something that is outside of you, outside of your control, of your sphere of control. So it is a choice. And that's hard sometimes for people to really wrap their head around, that they're choosing, especially if it's become so entrenched, so habitual. So the first thing you have to do is be able to get it out and step back from your cycling thoughts of worrying and realize that it is a choice. Be intentional about how you want to live your days. This is what this show is about. This show is about, I want to illuminate where you have choices that you can make to make your life better. Short story, when COVID hit, and this is me. This is, I can't be more me than I am right now. Oh my God, too many thoughts coming in. During COVID, this is a short story. I had another story, but it was going to take away from this story. So when COVID first hit, so I was a practicing registered massage therapist. And here in Ontario, that's a regulated health profession. And my college said when COVID first hit, we weren't allowed to work. Makes sense, right? You know, they're trying to stop the spread of this thing that's killing people. And this was before my stroke, which if you watched the last episode, I'm pretty sure we talked about that. If we didn't, I'll talk about it again another day. but I can so clearly see it. I was sitting at my kitchen table and I was reading the email that said I wasn't allowed to work. There, Danielle says, I did talk about it. Thanks, Danielle. And Danielle wears pantyhose when she's in Europe, just in case you didn't see the chat. I guess people do still wear them. Thanks. Are they still super expensive? Anyway, and I had this physical pain when I read it because suddenly I'm a solopreneur. Remember, this was before I started coaching full time. I was coaching on the side, but suddenly it was just like, oh, this pain attacked me. And I actually went to the doctor because I thought something was wrong. I thought, This is how worry happens. Like, I have a pain. Oh my God, I have cancer. No, I don't. I have stress. I have stress. And it had parked itself right in my abdomen. And there was no reason for me to be stressed. It took me a day to just kind of sit and go, okay, what's happening? Why are you feeling this? And part of being intentional about choosing is understanding your messages from your physical body. Your body doesn't lie. It can't lie. It doesn't know how to lie. Only your brain knows how to lie. And it lies to you all the time. Oh my goodness. So when you get feedback from your body, and this is coming back around to the stress thing, when you're holding all of that stuff in your brain and your body is going, it's giving you feedback. It's saying, you've got to let that go. You're going to make me sick. If you don't pay attention to it, it can, in my opinion, this is my opinion, not a doctor, it can manifest into things. There's some people who believe that some cancers are created by imbalances of stress and tension and worry and thoughts planting things into the body. Well, I still teach yoga, but when I first started teaching yoga, I was a little surprised and taken back the first time it happened. And then I understood what would happen. People would go into pigeon pose, which is, if you don't know what it is, it stretches out the hips, and they would start crying. And I'd think, oh my God, what did I do? Oh no, I made them cry. Oh, more stories to come later down the road about how I make people cry. But I'm really a nice person. But what I realized was there were experiences that they didn't want to address. There were things that they hadn't fully processed, maybe. Maybe they did want to address them, but they weren't fully processed. And the hips are nice big spaces to stick things. We, as a massage therapist, we called it issues in the tissues. There were times when I was massaging people where they would have an emotional reaction to nothing in particular that I was doing, but I had hit something where they had stored something and that emotion had to come out. And I would always say, better out than in. Just if you need to yell at me, yell at me. If you need to cry, cry. If you need a Kleenex, let me know. Right? I just kept that to the side. But I had to remember where I was going with all this. So you have chosen to allow these things outside of you to make you react in a certain way. So instead of that, choose to move to trust. Move to trust that whatever is happening to you, whatever is going to happen to you, whatever happened to you is fine. There's a reason for whatever happens to you. And usually we can't see it at the time, right? It's almost impossible to know the pl well, it is impossible to know the plans of the universe. Let's just put flat out right there. I even posted something recently where if you had asked me 5 years ago when I started podcasting, and if you don't go back and watch those, they're so bad. But if you had asked me 5 years ago, do you think you'll be, global streaming, like 450 platforms? I would have said, no, you're crazy. No, I'm just this little person and I'm still this same person. But I would never have predicted what's taken place in my life. And it's more than that. All of the things that have taken my place in my life, I would not have predicted. I have some more for you coming. Don't worry, I'm not gonna leave you hanging. But guess what? It's time for another break. Boom, off you go.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life. from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
I'm so bad. I'm not supposed to talk during the commercials. Thanks, Danielle. This is Illuminate Your Worth. Yes, it is. And I am Heather Stewart, and we're going to light you up. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And apparently, some of you take us to bed. That's kind of exciting in a weird kind of way. I have a no electronics rule in my house in the bedroom. But if you want, take it to bed. Hey, if it helps you fall asleep, go to town. So we're talking about the luxury of worrying, and the luxury of worrying means you have endless oodles amount of time to spend your time worrying instead of spending your time being happy. And I was talking about how it is your choice, how you react to things, how you decide to carry the energy of the things hanging around outside your world, and how you decide to internalize them and make it about what's going on out there instead of living what's in here inside of you. And I want to encourage you to move to this place of everything's going wrong to everything is going right, even if I can't figure out what it is. And it's so interesting. I had a conversation just this morning with my husband, and it's Wednesday mornings we do body pump, we work out together, and it's really good to have a workout partner, by the way, because on the days I don't feel like it, someone's way more dedicated than I am. But we were talking about, I don't even remember how it came up, I said something about my first ex, my high school boyfriend, and he was a bit of a nurse. Well, no, he was a narcissist. I was with him for 12 years. And current husband Brad, made a comment about how that wasn't a very good relationship. And it wasn't a good relationship. You know, that's why I left it. But the lessons that I came from that, and the shift in the trajectory of my life from being a bad kid stealing, and who knows, I mean, one of my friends before I started dating him ended up, you know, pregnant and having kids at 16. And for some people, that's good, but that wasn't the life that I envisioned for myself. And I was very shy. Oh my goodness. I was so shy. I know you don't believe me. I'll tell you a story about that later on another show. Keep tuning in. I'll tell you all the stories. But I was very shy and I did not speak up for myself and I didn't advocate for myself. And I started dating this guy who ended up, you know, not the greatest relationship at the end, but in that time that I was with him, he took me, kind of pulled in and took me out of that situation that was taking me down the wrong road, took me on this road instead. So You can look back on that situation and say, oh my God, what a terrible relationship. I had such a terrible life. No. What I see from that is a benefit of what shifted in my life. And then I said, okay, I've learned that lesson. Thanks. Time to go by. And I left that relationship because it wasn't a healthy relationship. So I'm telling this story to demonstrate that we can't know the hows and whys of the universe and the plans and why things happen. And the fact that eventually it all works out. Eventually it all works out. It's just a thing. Eventually you get past it and you go, wow, that was interesting, wasn't it? And you get your lesson, hopefully, and you move on. So the choice of worrying or having, I'm not going to call them negative, emotions that aren't serving you, stuck inside of you. Mad anger can come in, but you don't have to keep it. Worry, like I said, that worry came in when COVID first hit and I couldn't work, came in. I'm like, okay, that's what that is. But I can move outside. I can move past that and onto something else. And I ended up business coaching. I put a course on to teach people how to use Zoom. So, and I charged not very much money, but I was teaching people how to use Zoom because suddenly everything was on Zoom. Said, I know how to use Zoom. I can help people. So finding ways to help people, then why was I worrying? If I just sat worrying, I wouldn't have come up with solutions to what was going on. So you're moving into trust that even if you're in the middle of the crapper, that it's going to be okay. And I have a mantra for you that I'm going to get you to use. And I got this one from Jim Fortin. I don't know if you've heard of Jim Fortin. He is a very interesting dude. I used to listen to his podcast a lot. I binge listened to it. And he does like hypnotherapy and mindset training and all of these things. But he's got a mantra that I kind of latched onto. And if it works for you, I want you to take it and run with it. And it doesn't have to be verbatim. You can make it work for you. But the mantra was, everything is, always has been, and always will be fine. So everything is, always has been, and always will be fine. And you can just kind of, it's almost like you can just get into this rhythm. It's almost like you're hypnotizing yourself, isn't it? Yes, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Not fine where your husband says, can I go out? And you say, fine. Or are you okay? I'm fine. That's not that kind of fine. It's not the I'm mad at you and you better figure out why fine. It's the no, everything is actually fine. And I can remember I was treating a client, a senior citizen, and this was when I was in massage school. So it was a clinic, and she was telling me everything that was wrong. And I saw her every week for like 3 months, and she would always tell me everything that was wrong. And one day I had had enough, and I said, well, does your big toe hurt? And she said, no. I'm like, great. Let's celebrate that. And I was just trying to, she started laughing. I was just trying to shift her from the everything that's wrong to everything is actually fine. And the things that you're complaining about, you can't control. There's nothing, they're outside of you. So why are you wasting your energy? Let's celebrate your toe doesn't hurt today. Yay. I mean, yes, Christine said on the last show, and I've told my friends this, and they all laughed, that I'm annoyingly positive. And if I annoy the hell out of you, well, thank goodness, because I will not dim myself down. I will not turn down. I'm the shy person who couldn't advocate for themselves, right? I will not put myself into the place anymore of not being happy. There's going to be times that crap happens, and I will pause, decide if it's worth being unhappy about, and then move on, right? Because I don't want to stay in those places that don't feel uplifting and energized for me. And that's what I want to invite for you. I want you to recognize, start to recognize the things that turn your energy down. Worry is the big one. Turn your energy down and keep you small and keep you outside of, and I'm not asking for Pleasantville, friends. I'm not asking for Pleasantville because that was fake. That was some weird, like, utopia thing. I'd want a place where you recognize when you're having reactions that aren't to your benefit. You know how to process them. You know how to deal with them. And then you can take those and release them. You can be mad at something and then let it go. Because you're still going to have we still have our instinct brain in us that's going to react to things. But there's a split second. There's a split second in there when something, you react to something, and then you have the ability to go, before you open your mouth or start worrying or start reacting or anything, you have that split second where you can go, that's an interesting reaction that I'm having. Is that going to serve anyone in this situation? Does it make me feel good or does it make me feel bad? I don't know if you know who Abraham Hicks is. I binge watch a lot of things. I actually went to see Abraham in Denver a couple of years ago. And I love Abraham. And Abraham said, choose to be happy. And I said, are you sure that's how easy it is? And Abraham said, well, of course. Of course it is. So, and we don't like things that are easy, do we? We always want things to be hard. And that's another thing that we'll have to unpack at some point. Why does it have to be hard? We want it to be hard. We want it to be challenging, but we want instant gratification or we want a pill for it. How does that serve you? Medicating for disease, yes, but medicating for mood, medicating because I can't process this worrying, medicating because the world is making me anxious. I'm not telling you not to take your medication, my love. Really, I'm not. I just want to help you find a way where you don't feel you need it. That's all. That's all. No judgment, 100%. I've used all kinds of things to try different things. I still am a personal trainer. I had a client who, I'd have clients come to me and say, I'm going to try this diet. I'm like, I'll try and let you know how it works out. So I've experimented on myself to the benefit of my clients. I've torn muscles. I've broken bones. I've had strokes. I've had disc herniations. I've done the meditations. Oh my goodness. Time is winding. We're getting close. Here we go. No, kidding. I still got 2 minutes. My goal is to help you spend your time being happy. That's all. And the best way to do that is to be intentional and aware. Awareness always comes first. Awareness always comes first. You can't change anything unless you're aware of it. Once you become aware of it and you can examine it, then you make a decision about it. When you make a decision about it, the thing sometimes people forget is you have to take an action. I can decide I'm going to be, fit and thin and going to go to the gym every single day. But nothing happens if I don't actually go and do it, which is why I worked out this morning. So all of this is coming to this place where I want you to find happiness in your way. Your happiness is your happiness, not my happiness. I want you to find happiness where you don't need to worry. You don't need to react to things. Your life is in balance. No, not balance. I don't use balance. Harmony. Your life is in harmony. As life happens, you can adjust and shift it and come back into this place where you are joyous. I am annoyingly positive, but I am not happy every moment of every single day because it's not unicorns and rainbows, but mostly I am. And that's what I want for you. So use that mantra. Everything is. Write down all your stuff, breathe, unpack them, and then everything is, always has been, and always will be fine. You can put it on a little post-it note on your fridge. You can write it on your bathroom mirror. You can put it on your alarm clock next to your bed so that you don't forget. And even if you don't say it to yourself every day, it'll start to go into your head and you'll start to believe it and you'll start to trust that the universe has your back and is always there for your best good. And if your brain starts telling you lies that you aren't good enough, ask it to be quiet. Get into the back seat. It's not allowed to drive the bus. Bring your best buddies up into the front seat with you. Go on a road trip to have your fabulous life. This is what you're here for. You are here for a purpose. You're here to have a fabulous life and to shine your brilliance, right? So this is what I want for you. And if, of course, if you don't know how to make that happen, come over to heatherstewart.coach, because there's free resources on there for you to find some answers for yourself. There's a quiz on there so you can say, I don't know where to start. There's a roadmap to help you figure out where to begin. I also have a free hub where today at 3 o'clock, if you're free, 3 o'clock Eastern time, I do live meditations every Wednesday just to help you drop into your space and get to know who you are so that you can choose what's right for you. Sound good? HeatherStewart.coach. I am Heather, and I believe this is our last break. Oh my goodness. Okay. Have a wonderful life. Shine your brilliance, my friends. Be well, be happy, and take care of you. Thank you.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Your path to a thriving life is making choices for your best good, your highest and best good, and using your valuable resource of time. Time is the thing that you don't get more of. Time is the thing that we say, I'm saving time. You can't save time. You can't. It's impossible. If I could figure out how to put time into my bank, I would. But the bank doesn't take time. It only takes money. So you can't save time. You can use your time more effectively. You can use your time for things that are important. You can use your time to find more joy, more peace, more harmony, more happiness. And I mentioned early harmony. So harmony is more important than balance. For me, balance is a point of static, of like, don't move. It's like building house cards. Nobody move. It'll fall over. It's that balance point. And life doesn't stay static. Life keeps moving. So every day I visualize a world where everybody understands their full worth, but we still have disagreements. We just don't fight and go to war. We just know how to debate and how to agree to disagree without, you know, taking each other down. So balance is a static point, and you can't sustain it. It's unsustainable. So instead, harmonize. Create harmony in your life where you're physically healthy, you're emotionally happy, you have a community of friends around you, you love what you do, whether it's work or a vocation or volunteer work, doesn't have to be tied to your money. Have the financial supports that you need and understand your purpose. It's a big word. I know it's kind of scary. Oh my God. Understand your soul purpose. What is your reason for being here? And when something goes down, which sometimes they do, the rest of your pieces support you, right? So you can surf. And the perfect example of it was when I had a stroke. Suddenly I couldn't work. Boom. I liked what I did. My money, well, I was financially okay, but my money was going to go down because I couldn't work. But I was physically healthy. I was emotionally healthy. I had a great community. And I knew my purpose in life was to help people. So I just let all of those things support me while the rest of it came in and could recover, right? That's the whole premise of the Thriving Life Method. That's the whole premise of everything I do. Help people figure out, where are you dragging yourself down? And are these other pieces supporting you? And if they're all down, which one do we work on first? It's like a little puzzle. Which one do we work on first so that rising tide lifts all ships, so we can pull you out of the darkness and get you back into the light? And you don't have to be in somebody else's light, because you can shine your own light. I had a anatomy teacher in massage school who, because I was the person who was trying to save everyone, it's I'm the oldest of four children, it's in my nature, and he said to me, and this made a big difference for me, he just said to me one day, Heather, be the lighthouse, not the lifeboat. So I do my very best to help illuminate you so that you can illuminate yourself, to illuminate the path. If you can't see, I will shine a light on it for you. And there's an episode coming up about the path ahead. I can't remember what I called it. But shining this light for you until you can see it yourself. But I'm not going to push you onto the path. Oh, next week, are you busy disappointing yourself? Hell yes. No, you're not. You're not going to. I'm going to show you where you might be disappointing yourself and why. That's another place not to spend your time. We, where was I? Oh my goodness. Yeah. So we can always find a way to help pull you back out. And if I need to shine the light for you for a little while, I'm down with that. That's one of my superpowers. But eventually, I want you to be able to shine your own light so you can see how valuable you are and that the path that you are on is meant to light you up. And you're here to do something. And it's important to the world. And if I believe that if you don't do it this time, you're going to have to come back and do it again. So if you don't want to do over, why don't you do it now and have a different adventure next time, right? So if you want to reach out to me, hey, curiosity calls. I love having curiosity calls. They're complimentary and you can have a conversation with me. Go over to heatherstewart.coach and check out the resources that I have for you over there. And you can also find links to this show and all the other shows. And next week, I will talk to you on Stop Disappointing Yourself. Take care, my friends. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.